the family that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Come on the air, all right? Be with us on this show. I just want to give a shout out to all of my family. I love you all. Yes, I will go down the roster, but I'm just letting you know that the roster for this family is a very long one. So I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to say, hey, Cook Kids, hey, Webster's, hey, James, hey, oh my God, it's a lot of us. Oh, my God, I can't even. Martins, Hello, how are you? You know, Falls, all of you, how you doing? Tonight's show is going to be off the chain. I hope that y'all can hear me. Holler if you hear me. Just let me know, okay? During this show, if you want to say anything, you want to share something, you want to say, hey, what's going on, Cash In? Because guess what? Cash In is going to be on the air with us tonight, sharing with us about his life, rap, and these songs we're going to be playing tonight. I'll tell you, it's going to be fire. He is partnering with me on a new adventure called, we're getting the name of it together, but live performances live at the My Gospel Soul Studios. Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah. But we're going to have a good time. Just give an opportunity to different artists to come on live and just give everybody a little concert, a little mini concert right there on your phone or tablet or PC, however you tune in. But I'm so excited about the show. And before we go ahead and bring him on the air, definitely want to go ahead and play one of his songs. I am one of his biggest fans. He knows it. So what we're going to start off with is I Do It For. Now, I don't know. This is going to be awesome. Y'all keep the log right here on 5926 Central with the Cook Girls. And after these messages, we will be right back.
Cash. I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it. Tryna be the gold hustler like I'm broke. I just wanna get to the cash. I just wanna get a bag. Ain't trip on the shit in the past. Cause I know people looking at me. So I gotta grind and make it happen. I spit facts, don't do no capping. I'm interested, can't do no lacking. This for my partners that's in the cage. Keep your head up, I feel your pain. This for the ones we lost the vein. Y'all faces still on my brain. I do me, I ain't switching lanes. Keep it 100, you know how I'm coming. It's all about money. Ain't calling, I'm running. It's up, then I'm jumping. Ain't doing no front. This shit on my back, I'm the chosen one. Go and get it, they don't owe me nothing. Got a heart, but it's a broken one. If you want loyalty, I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. When you look in my eyes, you gon' see the hood, you gon' see the rain, you gon' see the pain. That's the kind of shit that make you insane. I just hope you understood our trials and tribulations. I feel like I'm in a matrix. So many people were supposed to make it. That's why my drive is so amazing. Cause I'm not letting my niggas go back to the bullshit, nigga, that's lame. So I'm about to make a new way for all the people saying my name. When it's pouring down 5800, my raincoat ain't stopping. I'ma get it done, I'ma run it back like I'm Usain Bolt. If you ain't know, I'm just saying, no, that's my plan. I'ma stand on it like a man. And it's not a game, I'm not playing. I'm doing all that I can.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
All All right, welcome back. Welcome back. All right, y'all. We have a special guest for you tonight, y'all. And let me tell you, what's going on, Zan? What's going on?
whole bunch of nothing. Sorry I'm late. I got kind of sidetracked.
Okay, okay. All right. All good. All good. You know, this is the show where we got Cash in live on the show. You know, we're going to talk about his project. That song that we just played is called "I Do It For," and I'm feeling it. Cash in. You on the air with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? What's up? You know, that song was fire. So before we get into the interview, you know, your auntie is on there. How to say it? Oh. Hey, auntie.
Hey, auntie, how you doing?
Look out. How's it going?
Everything okay? I was waiting on you.
You were waiting on me?
Yeah, I was waiting on you.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's going down. Tell us a little bit about that track we just heard. "I Do It For."
That's an important track. It's basically detailing, you know, the motivation behind my music, the inspiration of it. I do it for the people that I see every day. I do it for the neighborhood I'm from. I do it for my family. Those are the people and the things that inspire me to make the music that I make. So, you know, I had to make an anthem for the people that matter the most, you know, to me. So that's what it's about.
All right, cool. Go ahead. Okay, y'all, this Cash In. Some of y'all don't know this is my son. All right. But,
yeah,
you know. Whoop. talk to us. Okay, Cash In. Where are you from? Mm-hmm. Tell us about the block. Fill us in, where are you from? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Right. Well, I'm from Houston, Texas, Southside, Southport, Jurassic Park, as we call it. So a lot of the music is really a soundtrack to where I'm from, the things I've been through. That's why the melodies and the tracks are a little darker, you know, because, you know, it's a jungle out here sometimes. You got to keep your head up, and that's what my music is. I want it to be an inspiration for the people that, you know, go through some of the same things I go through, I've been through, or go through things that's a little bit darker, and I can speak for them. Cause, you know, most people that go through hard times in the hood, they don't have a voice. So that's just what I am, you know, trying to be a motivation speaker for the hood.
Oh, that sounds good. Sam, you got some questions? Mm-hmm. Before we get into, I want to ask you about hip hop versus gangster rap and all that good stuff.
Oh, no, go ahead.
All right, so let's get into it. You from the block? I take it you're talking about Overdale, right?
Yeah, Overdale, yeah.
Yeah, so before we get into, yeah, so before we get into, you know, I wanted, you know, I had told you I wanted to just weigh that hip hop versus gangster rap. Before we get into that, tell us about growing up on the block. I know a lot of people claim a hood, or claim a this, or claim a that, but it's a lot of things that you see. You know, you said, you're giving a voice to those that don't normally get to speak. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about you coming up, you know, your come up.
Well, I feel like a lot of, you see a lot of things, especially when you're not heavily involved in one thing. You get to see everything from a broad aspect. You get to see the people that go back and forth to jail, the people that don't get to live to see 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, losing your friends when you're in middle school or high school, people getting strung out on drugs, and even the ones that get on drugs and get their life back together. You see the hood full circle. You know, you see the bad, you see the good, you see how you don't know that you don't have until you see people that do have, you know, and how kids react to the ice cream truck and stuff like that. Just the goods and the bads, and just trying my best to represent that, because I feel like that's something that's missing in hip hop rap right now is the heart of the hood. You know, if you African American, at some point you have some type of root to the hood in some way. So if I can be that voice, I can make sure that I touch as many people as possible.
Yeah. And that's real, you know. I of course, being your mom, I know there's a lot of things that you saw. You went to live with your daddy at about 13, so I know that it's a lot of things that you experienced on Overdale, you know.
Right.
But even in our family, it's a cousin that passed away that you wrote a song for, and can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had an older cousin that was a big influence on me. You know, I didn't get to see him as much as I would like to. He stayed on the whole other side of America, basically. So I didn't get to see him like that. But when we did get together, it was always like, I seen him yesterday, you know. So when he passed it really did something to me. And, you know, when things really matter to me, I have to write. I might not necessarily make a song, but I got to write it down. I have to, I got to put it on paper. You know, it's therapeutic for me. So I made a song for him, and I made a song for a friend of mine. So I put both of them in the song. One verse was for my cousin, and one verse was for one of my friends that passed. So that meant a lot.
You know, a lot of times I find out in the hood that we came up in, you know, we moved to Houston. I don't know if I was 12, 13, 14, all I know is we came to Houston. We moved from Pasadena, which was predominantly Hispanic, you know, and then moved to South Park, Houston. To all the way black, and it was a high school, you know, but it was violent. It was some stuff going on. I mean, very full of culture, you know. And saying that to say, even though you experience a lot of heartbreak and a lot of things, you know, dealing with losing people, tell me about the culture. Tell me how it made you, you know. How did it contribute to who you are right now?
I feel like in any culture that you are involved in, the best way to find yourself is to take pride in it. You know, I feel like the culture where I'm from, as far as if we step back a little bit and we just talk about Houston, you know, you got drink, you got candy paint, you got screw music, you got a lot of that. So from just a city standpoint, you already have something that have pride in, that we have a distinct way of doing things as far as musically, look, things like that. And then, you know, as you get older, you start to understand that every place is not like this. So you automatically just fall in love with it. Well, especially me, I fell in love with it, you know. And as far as hood-wise, you start to see how just the ways that people move and the family atmosphere that is in my neighborhood, that's not necessarily in other neighborhoods. So then you start to understand, okay, this is not normal either. So I think me as an artist and me as a person is finding the difference in things and being like, oh, okay. And then I think that ultimately makes me have pride in it. Like, okay, this is not happening everywhere. Everybody don't do this. You know, this is special. It makes it special, I would say.
Okay. All right. We're gonna get ready to play another one of your songs in just a few minutes called All I Know. But before we do that, because, you know, I want to get into that. I'm hip-hop, you know, versus gangster rap. But we got plenty of time.
I can't wait for them.
So what I wanted to ask, you know, of course you're from a musical family. Everybody can sing. Everybody gets this. I'm talking about it. It's crazy. It is crazy. Right. Some folks don't really know, you know. So how does that contribute to you? Because you could have been doing something else. How did it contribute to where you are right now?
Well, I think it goes back to the last question and the last answer. When I started to, you know, you start to spend the night at your friend's house or go over to your friend's house and you see everybody else's family, and you thinking that your family, like, you thinking every family is like yours until you see other families. You're like, your mama can't sing, or your cousin can't sing, or your auntie can't sing, and your mama can't sing. You know, like, even though, and then I'm coming from a family where everybody can sing. Everybody is creative. Everybody is musical. You know, we love music. It's a love. It's an actual, real love and for music that we have that's natural, that other people don't have. You know, seeing how people react to songs and melodies and vocals wasn't the same when I was with my family. And just noticing the difference made me understand that it's special. And it made me have pride in my family. And in turn, what happens is I start to realize that's my calling. It's just being a musician in some form or fashion. So I just had to put the work in and figure out what's the best way for me to impact the world with the talent that I have.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep. You know, you want to say something, Sam? Because, you know. Before I get to the song
I'm
playing.
I'm
excited because I'm like you. I'll tell everybody. Everybody in my family can sing. You're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be one that can't, you know, but all of them can. They can hold a tune in the bucket at least,
right,
you know.
But
see, in raising you, I wanted to make sure you understood that there is no genre in music.
Right,
a lot of people do the genre thing, but they just set that up so that they can give awards out, you know? Make sure people get credit for stuff. But your grandfather listened to country. He listened to the blues. He listened to R&B. He listened to all kinds of music. You know, mama was gospel or whatever, but I think that the diverse the environment we were raised in really didn't put a limit on what we could do as far as when it came to music, you know.
Exactly.
Of course, my mom had us singing all in churches. I did the same thing to y'all. You ain't got to say
right, that. Right, exactly.
So they called me little Joe Jackson, but let's move on. But I'm about to play this song, All I Know. And where did the song come from? I mean, what did you make to put this together?
What made me, you speaking of the All I Know song?
All I Know.
When I make music, I try my best to speak to an audience that I feel like feels the way I feel. So I was just making a song to explain the things that matter, like I did what I did for. It just explaining the things that matter to me. I'm just making an effort to explain who I am as a person, so people can either like it, love it, hate it, don't care about it. They can pick what they want to do from the beginning. You know, just explaining myself, the things that I care about, the things that I've seen, the way I feel about certain situations, you know, and making sure that I'm 100% me in my music, so any fan or any supporter can 100% just feel like they know me. I want them to feel like they know me.
That's right. Well, I like it. Now, this song has a video on YouTube?
Yes, it does.
All right, so we're going to make sure that we share all links to everything that we have going on here. Now, I want everybody to go ahead and get ready to rock this song right here. It's called All I Know, and it's by Cash In.
I'm a rep for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, 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 yeah, that's all I know. All I know is I'ma eat. Ain't no living my ass on the street. I go in on all of these beats. Little mama, where she by the lead? It ain't about money, I'm pressing delete. Cruise through the hood, I'ma repeat. I'm tryna buy like I got on some beats. You better not try to play like I'm sweet. Low key, I get to it back. Do it for my niggas that pass. No sleep, no jet lag. Money calling, I'ma move fast. Blue hunnids want them in my pants. Can't go back to no food stamps. And I grind hard like
I'm
okay.
A that's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep in scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, that's all I know. For all of my people that couldn't get it, I'ma do all that I can. I'm putting this shit on my shoulders, I strike like a cobra, it's all in my plan. I know it gets tough, yeah, I know it gets tough. But we come from the mud, the struggle ain't shit to us. Yeah, I turn up with my niggas, if you ain't real, I ain't rolling with you. Every July, I get sentimental. Lost my nigga, he was instrumental. If you not loyal, you won't beneficial. Been verified, I'm beneficial. I'ma go mine, I can benefit you. Can't walk in my shoes, cause they ain't gon' fit you. I don't play no games with them, I just live a little. I ain't hating on this nigga, that's the pedestal. Tryna buy back the block for the rest of us. If you ain't bossing up, then you miss me. I'm a real for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my nigga still win, yeah, we keep in scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, yeah, that's all I know.
Welcome back, welcome back. I love it, love it, love it. All right, yes, that was nice. You know, I love a good, a nice bass line as well.
Yep, the bass line is it. But you know your ass, though.
That's a fact.
All right, well, you know, I got that question in my pocket, so I'm gonna go ahead and pull it out.
Okay.
That question, hip hop versus gangster rap.
Okay.
I'm gonna just I'm gonna back away from the mic and let you go ahead and talk about it. What's the difference? What's up?
Well, it's a simple answer. The major difference between hip hop and gangster rap is content. It's the intention. When you make gangster rap, you are making something about something that is involved in violence. The violence is the main subject. Now you can have other backdrops. You can talk about why it's a lot of violence. You know, you can talk about why this and why that, or you can talk about who you did it to or who you want to do it to. But gangster rap is about doing gangster things. It's about fighting. It's about shooting. It's about those type of things. But when you talk about hip hop is about the explanation of why those things occur, and not saying that you will do it. Gangster rap is more about what you would do, and hip hop is more about what happened to somebody else or why this situation happened, telling the story or explaining what's the climate of the world at the time, you know. It's hip-hop is more about explaining, like, what we got going on right now, the Black Lives Matter and black men getting killed and black women getting killed and the situations we have going on today in America. Gangsta rap has none of that in it. Gangsta rap is talking about, you know, shoot 'em up, kill 'em, bang, bang. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I feel like everybody has to have a space to express themselves. You know, I wouldn't declare my music as gangster rap because that's not necessarily what I would want to push. That's not an agenda that I would want to push. I would want to push more on the hip-hop side because it's more inspirational. It's more motivational. It's about getting away from where you are or getting better at what you're doing or becoming a better person. And that's more hip-hop. The rap is not trying to make you better at anything unless it's something violent or it's something... unless it's something illegal or something like that. Gangsta rap is more hardcore, I would say.
I agree. I heard you talking about let's change gears right here and talk a little bit about the racial tension that's happening in the world today.
Right.
And you know, we have a lot of conversation about this. What do you think about the climate? What do you think about the conversation and the actions around? Because it's really affecting our black men and women. Because some people like say our black men, you know, it's affecting our black men, but you know, all of us black people,
affecting
us all.
Yes. Right. I think the climate is like this because you got every generation is different and it's the same. You get to the same problem, you get to the same root. It's just a different way of how we got there. So with the racial situation that we have right now, it's the same racial situation we have in 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 120, 100. It's been going on for a long time. The real problem with America is respect. People need to learn respect because I don't have to like you. I don't have to be friends with you, but I have to respect you as a person and vice versa. And I think that's the problem with the way the United States especially is set up. It's set up like this. If you're a woman, I can have less respect for you. If you're black, I can have less respect for you. If you slow, I can have less respect for you. If you short, I can have less respect for you. If you fat, I can have less respect for you. If you this, I can have a reason to not respect you as a 100% human being. Everybody has a reason to not respect somebody. I don't have to think you're the best person in the world, but I should respect you as such, you know. And I think we learn this growing up, you know, the golden rule. You treat people the way you want to be treated. I don't understand how that's so hard for people to do, you know. And the color of your skin should not be a target for a person to treat another person horribly or bad or horrendous. And I think it's just coming to a head. It's getting to a point where you have people from my generation, then you have people from your generation, and people from, you know, 10, 15, 20 years back that still, like, we still going through this? Like, okay, like, we got all this going on, and we still going through this? It's getting to a point where you just got to call it like it is. This country is founded on racism. So at some point, we got to tackle it head on and stop acting like it don't exist. It exists. It's clear. We put a president in office that was ran a whole campaign off of. I know that it's people that feel this way. So let me just go ahead and say these key words that they want to hear.
Yeah.
That's all he did. We was coming off of the first African American president of the United States, but that's not our first African-American president, but of the United States of America. And people were mad about this for 8 years. They were really, really mad. They were so mad they put carrots out in office. So
yeah, it is.
That just shows what the world is. It still is. We put a reality storm in office.
Yeah.
Like at least Ronald Reagan was a senator or governor before he got it. You know, like this dude didn't do nothing. He didn't do anything but have $1 billion, lose it, then have $1 billion and lose it again. I don't even understand how he could be the president of the United States when people and then people were saying when he was running that he's a good businessman. How? How? He didn't make horrible business decisions time and time again, but you want him to run the United States of America. Like that's hard. And we see what he has done. COVID happened. Alarming rate of African Americans have been killed, incarcerated, all kind of things. So it's sad that we in this spot. But the good thing is that everybody has to pay attention. Ain't no turning a blind eye to it. Everybody has to pay attention
to it now. That's true. And I think too, it shows that Trump showed everybody the true condition of America. Because I think a lot of people were blinded by, I got mine, you better get yours, you know, crabs in the bucket, all this kind of different stuff,
and didn't realize
that we are all crabs. We are all in the bucket. And Trump, all Trump did, well, not all he did, but one of the things he did was show everybody exactly the real true condition of the United States of America.
I'm
gonna leave that alone. See, but you know, that's the tip of everything. You were just in here to uncover some stuff. Now you need to go ahead and walk out the room. You know, I love to see how they're gonna get him out the White House. That if I could be a fly on the wall. I'm gonna just leave that alone.
That's gonna be fun.
All right. Zam, you got any questions for him before we get prepped for this next song we're going to play?
Oh, no. I'm just ready to hear the next one.
All right. All right. Okay, we're going to play One Day. All right. Tell us, you know what? Let's play it. And then when we come back, you can fill us in on where it came from. You know, how it was planted within you. How about that? All right, y'all listen to 5926 Central with the Cook Girl. We shall be right back. This song right here is by Cash In. One Day.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I'm doing niggas like Kobe. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me. Don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On a beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me. And we gon' catch us a homie. Better not be acting, they grimy. We'll drop through like it's slimy. I saw your bitch in the comments. She say she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Don't like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be first. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not trying to be the same.
It's these niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I'm creeping up slowly, like I'm riding in a stoli. Fake my homie never folding. If I'm out, you know I'm holding. Switching lanes, real smoking. If she see me, she gon' ride me. Treat a nigga like a Harley. I ain't new to the bopping. Niggas mad tryna cop it. I just wanna get some sloppy. I don't let hoe niggas rhyme it. I know you hate that I'm honest. Paint sweet like pumpkins. Eat the beat like dumplings. Hop out the porch, I start running. Put some respect on my name. All of my heart and my pain. That's what I put in this game. I'm coming in with a bang. We do not play by no chain. We'll swing through in this thing. I'm not worried about no fame. I'm just tryna make a stain. Never mention my name. These niggas. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. This is 5926 Central with the Cook Girl. That's with my sister. What's up, Zam? What's going down?
I'm just thinking. I'm waiting to hear what my nephew had on his mind.
Yeah.
that's what I'm waiting for.
For real.
Look, I was sitting here, I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, dude.
Go ahead,
KS, what's up? You know, one day.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the song said, I had a lot on my mind. Yeah, I had to. Uh-huh. I was going through a time where I was changing my business around. I was changing my business name. I was changing my artist name. I was changing my philosophy for my music and
because your name was King
Peck. Right. My name was King Peck. I made the music I was making was more fun, I would say, at the time. I had more people around me at the time. I had more voices in my ear at the time, as far as it trying to get me to do certain things and stuff like that. So I had a lot of things I was weighing in my head, like what should I do, the way I should go about things, and just trying to get things together mentally and business wise. And it was heavy on me, you know. And like I said, when I feel some type of way about anything, I write. So I made a song. And I had a lot on my mind, you know, and I had to take it one day at a time, you know, fix one problem at a time. And and usually I make music to speak for other people. And that time I made a song to speak for myself.
All right. Well, yeah. I know it's a lot of young people that may tune into this podcast. You know, if you could say anything to somebody that's really, because I know, you know, you could tell a little bit about how you got started. You didn't have everything when you started,
right?
You know,
right.
So and a lot of people need that push to get out there and get started. And some people, like you said, you had a lot of people around you at first, you know, and
then that
began to thin out. So what are some of the things that you did to stay motivated and continue, you know, because still growing now. But
exactly.
What did you do to stay motivated?
Well, what you do to stay motivated is, one of the first things I would say is, get rid of people that don't believe in what you believe in. Mm. And what I mean by that is, if they don't believe you can make it, you shouldn't be around them. I don't care if it's family, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, baby mama. If they don't believe in your vision, let them go. Just let them go. Because what happens
Everybody.
Is you bring that energy around you. It creeps into your head. It creeps into your spirit. You can't have that around you. It's very volatile. You can't have that. And that's one. The circle is very, very important because you're going to have down moments. Mm. And who's there to pick you up and who's there to keep you focused and help you refocus? It's the people that surround you. You know? They're not going to let you slack.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you not do anything that's not up to your standards that they know that you have potential to do. You know, so I don't care if it's your circle is one person, two people, three people, four people. It's not about how big the circle is. It's about how potent the circle is, you know?
Yeah, quality.
Yeah, quality. Quality over quantity.
You know what? It's one phrase that people say that I just really think it's the craziest thing I ever heard. That phrase, keep your friends close and your enemies closer or your haters closer.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I say, don't do that. I say, you're only as good as the people you surround. You surround yourself with.
The funny thing about that statement is if you keep your enemies closer than your friends, that means your friends is your enemies. That's the truth about it is you ain't got no friends. If you can't keep your friends close to you, they not really your friends. And I think a lot of times the way people make friends is the problem. Some people make friends out of somebody that they had a big argument with before or had a fight with, and now they friends, you know, or it's not somebody you grew up with. It's not somebody you know their mama and you know how they think. Like, those things are important. You know, you have to really understand and know actual details about a person that you are calling your friend. You can't say that somebody's your friend because you like the way they make jokes. You can't say somebody's your friend because they give you money when you want it. Not when you need it, when you want it. You know, a friendship is about somebody holding you accountable and making sure that you're the best version of yourself. That's a friendship, and vice versa.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people today, they want to hear that line that makes them feel good about themselves, you know.
Exactly.
They'd rather hear a lie than for you to tell them the truth or something that can get them back on track, you know.
Exactly.
And it's crazy, but that's how the world is set up, you know. People will gather a whole bunch of people around them that don't mean them no good as long as they're saying the right thing. You know,
right.
But you gotta have them people that's gonna encourage you, and at the same time tell you, hey, that's a mess. You know, fix that, clean that up. You know,
then
I can't say the president that's leaving had the right people around him. I just can't say it. You know,
well, he definitely didn't have the right people around him. He put them people around him. He got rid of the people that was gonna hold him accountable and tell him what he actually needed, not what he wanted. He got rid of them. He fired all of them. So.
But yeah, it's the same thing. But for those that are listening in the archives, playback, or however, on YouTube or however, you know, it's about quality, not quantity.
The people
that's surrounding you, I don't care if you got a big old crowd, you life of the party and all that stuff. But problems when the party over, ain't nobody thinking about you. You know, you got to make sure that whoever you gather around you, like Cashin say, is going the same direction. They mind, you know, is focused.
Right.
Even their goals may not be the same as yours, but they are not awake. In your life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not awake.
Right. Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right, Zam, you want to say something? We got 10 minutes left in this show.
I mean, there's nothing for me to say because, I mean, Cash ain't saying it all because I tell some people all the time, everybody ain't your friend. I have acquaintances.
Right.
And there may be two, maybe three people that I actually consider as friends.
Right.
And everybody else, you know, they're acquaintances, you know.
Yeah. You got to do it like this.
Yeah.
I got two friends.
And FYI, DNA don't matter either.
Yeah. I got two friends. I got two friends.
And that's...
A guy I've been knowing since I've been in elementary school and my mama. Those are my two best friends in the world. I consult them two people. If I need to talk about those are the people I talk to.
But see, that's real what Zam just said, because it's a lot of folks that this lady told me one time, I just want my family to support me. I said, girl, maybe it ain't for them to be mixed up in what you're doing right now. Because what'll happen is people will come into what you're doing and they'll start family. Let me say it, because, you know, I ain't scared. Mm-hmm. They'll come into what you're doing and flip yourself all around and you doing this wrong. And before you know it, the whole vision that you are working towards has flipped all the way around to somebody else. So you have to, it's about building. And in the people that you surround yourself again, I will say, not quantity, but quality. You got to make sure that these people can walk with you. These people can encourage you. You know, a lot of people, you know, I go to my office every day by myself. You know, I deal with all my stuff by myself. You know what I'm saying? Every now and again, different people show up. But guess what? I'm strong and I've been building. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to make sure we're not in an emotional tangent all the time. Oh, why you don't do this? Oh, why? Because guess what it is? That's nothing but a distraction from what you need to be doing. And a lot of the conversations, a lot of stuff that you're doing, you're wasting time. You know, don't worry about that right now. Don't worry about who's not with you right now. Don't even be mad about it. Because some people be mad about it. Oh, I'm mad because so-and-so. I don't even be mad about it. You see what I'm saying? Because I know that people that are meant to walk that thing out with you, they'll be there. And people, and guess what? On their journey, some people jump in there and some people jump off. You know, But you got to stay focused on what you're supposed to be doing, period.
And not only that, everybody's not meant to be with you your entire journey. You have people that come in and do what they're supposed to do. Maybe they're supposed to iron something out in your life that you need, you know, to focus on, and then it's time for them to move around, and then the next person comes in. You know, everybody not meant to be with you your entire journey. So when they decide to move around, chunk the deuces and keep it moving.
Yeah, I think I really see things like this. People are angels, you know, and they have you know, everybody got their problems and they go through their things and you got to learn your lessons. But people come in your life to help you for that time that they need to help you. They might not know they're helping you and you might not know they're helping you. But God is going to bring somebody in your life at a certain point so you can learn a lesson, so you can get smarter, get stronger, and implement
get stronger.
Those things. And I think as humans, what we do is, you know, we get emotional and we think that somebody's supposed to stay longer than God says they're supposed to. You know, so I feel like that's the thing, you know, sometimes and we have to look at family more like regular people and human beings rather than family, because we put an extra ump on somebody if they family when we're supposed to be looking at them for who they are. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You just have to look at them for who they are, for the person
when
that they
somebody
are,
shows you or tells you who
yep,
they are.
You gotta believe them.
Believe you know, a lot of this conversation that we're having, we've had on previous shows.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just reiterating what's already been said. I mean, it's just that's just what it is.
And I'm just. So, because a lot of times, I just want people to understand what you mad for. What you mad for? You know, because this person won't do or meet you or come and celebrate you. What you mad for? Why do you need that? We talked about, I think one of the shows about self-motivation, and a lot of people want a whole cheerleading section, with them in order for them to be able, but if it's a passion, if it's something that's in you, it's something for mm-hmm. you to do, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why place an obligation on other people to be a part of it when it's not their call? They busy. They got
yeah.
to fulfill the
yeah,
things that they need to fulfill.
True.
I'm like,
I think that's the best question. I think that's the best question in the world, because what happens with that question is, the reality of that question, the answer to that question is, you need a whole section because you don't believe in yourself enough. So what happens is once you realize you don't believe in yourself enough, you got to go on that journey of, you know, getting your confidence up, getting your security up and the things that you're trying to do. When you ask that question, now you can go on that path of getting yourself together, you know, and that's just how I look at it. You know, I even went through that at some point. And I just was family, with friends, with all kind of people. You just got to go on that journey and get it together.
You do.
Then you can start selective dismemberment.
Exactly.
Weighing
yeah, like
you
that.
Down and all that other kind of stuff.
Come on,
talk about it. And then the ones that are going to support you.
And you're going to see it more when you get yourself together.
They're going to move in close and they're going to do what they're supposed to do.
All right.
You're going to be able to do all that
because you done got yourself together. Now your eyes is open. Now your heart is right. Now your spirit is right. Now you can sense and see the people that you don't need around you, because now you good. Not anybody
yeah.
that's going against that energy, you know, you can feel it.
And then I'm gonna just throw this out there: the danger of making people your cheerleading section is people will lift you up just to let you down. You know, they will be their cheerleader. So then when they're gone, you don't know how to stand. You see what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
have to learn
yeah.
how to stand
yeah.
on your own. You really do.
Yeah.
The training wheel got to come off. The dad ain't pushing the bicycle anymore. You know, grow up, and really just, because I'm going to tell y'all, it's amazing. Okay. You'll be amazed at people that's 50 and 60 years old that's still mad because so-and-so didn't come to their graduation. You didn't
right.
come to mine. Isn't it? I'm like, really? Oh, you see,
right.
for real,
right.
though, you know, but that's a maturity thing. You have to grow up. You have to grow up.
Yeah.
People don't like to hear
yeah.
that. They don't like for folks to say that. They want people swimming with them in that same pool of pity with them and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? I'm not getting in your pity party with you. I don't want to be invited. I don't want no cake. I don't want to see the balloons. I want none of it, because we all got to stand on our, I'm serious, you know. It's been a tough road for me, even in my journey, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I stood in my studio the other day and looked at this. I said, look at here. But that comes from just understanding that, you know, if this is what you're supposed to be doing, it's going to work. It's going to work, regardless if you got a crowd or if it's just you and Jesus. It's going to work.
Yeah.
All right, Cassian, we got 90 minutes before we sign off for this bad boy. So I just want to thank you for coming on the show. 90 seconds, I'm sorry. I just want to thank you for coming on the show with us tonight. Share your contact information real quick, and we're also going to be posting it so people can find out where your music is.
Okay, well, just follow me on Instagram, IM.CASH_IN. On Instagram, again, that's IM.CASH_IN. And on YouTube, just follow the Dynasty Records page. And that's for the three songs that y'all heard. Those songs have videos. So just follow the Dynasty Records YouTube page. And that's DANATHY Records, RECORDS.
All right. Well, again,
yeah.
thank you for coming on the show. Zam, you got
thank
any
you.
Last remarks before we let this? You know, Cash In, you got to come
no.
on again, you know, on the video
okay.
show. Go ahead, Zam. What mean. You got for us?
Yeah,
but,
I just,
you know.
It was just good, you know, listening to him speak. You know, we don't actually get a chance to just sit down and listen to the younger ones now that they're adults. you know, in their conversations and their thought process. And it's just, it's been a real good show. It's been good listening to my nephew and seeing the path that he's on and all of that. It's been good.
Thank you.
Well, y'all, I have enjoyed myself, you know. Love you, son. You know, I'm your biggest fan, and I'm gonna share your music wherever I can share that. We're getting ready to do a live, we'll come up with the name of it, but live concert right in the studio. Of course, limited guests, probably 2 people, face mask and hand sanitizer and a little bit of Lysol, but we're going to be in there doing what we do. We want everybody to know that we listen. If you have a podcast and you want to record and you want to get it done, we also offer our studio for that, of course, for a fee. But, hey, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We hope that you tune in next Monday. We're going to see what we can put together for you, some good content with the Cook family, all right, and see what other talents we got going on in the family. How about that? We have a photographer on the line. One day we're going to get him on here to talk about photography and what he got going on. You know, Christmas is coming, so I know some folk want to take some type of family pictures and all that good stuff. Also, Renee, Sweet Sensations, you can check out her Facebook page. And it's Sensations, right? Sensations. Yeah, she's on Facebook. When I tell you, we'll make beautiful, beautiful Christmas gifts. All you do is order and ship, okay? You don't, you know, so guess what? It's coming up. Let's see. Anything else we need to throw out there? Crystal, yes. Crystal has Mahogany Girls, right? Mahogany Girls. And guess what it is? Paint parties, you can order a paint party pack. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what you do is when you go to Queenie Daniels' page, you can get all this information, okay? All right. Anything else you want to share there on businesses? Anybody else business you want to give a shout out to?
Not that I can think of right off the top of my head.
All right. Okay, y'all, make sure y'all go to our 5926 Central page on Facebook, like the page, share on the page, ask a question, drop a topic, whatever you want to do, drop a picture, say what's up, let us know how you like the show, and we'll be keeping up with you. All right? Y'all have a great night. All right? Until next week. All right, y'all. We out.